This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some cities looking to stop longtime residents from getting driven out when richer people move in often follow the following strategy. Efforts often focus on rent control or protecting long-term homeowners from rising property taxes. Well, how well does that work? WABE's Stephanie Stokes reports from Atlanta on one of the latest cities to give that a try.
Atlanta's English Avenue neighborhood has struggled with crime and neglect for years. The street where I meet John Ahman is still dotted with vacant, boarded-up houses.
When you look around here, you can see a lot of abandonment.
But Ahman, who leads a nonprofit working to revitalize the area, says change is coming. A billion-dollar stadium was just built nearby, and investment is streaming in, bringing development plans for new townhomes and parks, and also a fear.
The tragedy would be when that tide lifts, that the very residents who have been, in a way, suffering these neighborhoods get pushed out.
So his nonprofit partnered with the city to create an anti-displacement tax fund. Basically, if homeowners' property taxes go up, this fund that stands at $5 million now will cover the increase for the next 20 years. It's paid for by business leaders and philanthropists. Isaac Martin is a sociology professor at the University of California, San Diego, who studied programs like this.
They're often described, as policies to prevent displacement of homeowners in areas where increasing investment is driving up the price of housing.
He says some communities cap how much property taxes can grow. Others provide a rebate. But he says these policies may not do that much.
In part because the displacement of homeowners turns out to be a lot more rare than we thought.
Martin found instead the people at risk of displacement tend to be renters. They have less of a financial cushion. And most residents in Atlanta's English Avenue do, in fact, rent where they live. Leslie Canty, who's leased a home here for nearly a decade, says he hasn't heard any assurances yet.
I think it's just this fear that, hey, we don't know really what's going to happen.
John Ahman says his nonprofit and the city are looking for solutions for renters, too. Meanwhile, funds to offset rising property taxes will be available to homeowners starting next year. In Atlanta, I'm Stephanie Stokes for Marketplace.